been a long time coming. And actually, years ago, I was in the UK working with Cradle of Filth on the Nymphetamine record. And I think it was at the end of the session. I was just about to go back to New York. And I decided to stay in London for a couple of days. And Gorgoroth was actually playing. So I went to the show, and that's when Tom and I met. It was back in, what was it, 2005, I think. You know, we got really drunk, and we started talking about, you know, working on music together and, you know, doing something different. And prior to that, Danny and I in the studio, we were talking about possibly doing something. And, you know, whatever, one thing led to another. Tom and I started working on music, and, you know, we realized that we worked really well together, and it just came naturally. And I think the sound that we have is really unique because it's kind of, we're coming from two different worlds. But the whole thing is we're all, you know, super busy, you know, with our other projects, and just scheduling has been a nightmare for a long time. Yeah.
What about the music? Can you sort of even try to describe sort of where you?
Well, it's decidedly. People would, and a lot of people have speculated and gone, "Wow, you know, it's got a guy from Cradle of Filth and Anthrax, and you know, him, not the band him, but him."
Thank God.
Yeah, but it's got a real rock base to it. And I know it sounds strange. It's heavy, but it's not too extreme. It's not like blast beats or anything like that, although we do have a couple of songs quite a bit like that, really, got really fast. But it's catchy. I don't like using the word commercial because people will think it's like a watered-down sort of power pop or something, you know? Pop rock. But, no, I would say it's really... I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. It's really hard to put it into context and say it's a bit of Cradle of Filth, Anthrax, Gorgoroth, and The Cult. Which sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds like any of our other bands.
No, no way.
You know, it's if it did, what would be the point?
The reason we're here is to polish the songs. I mean, they've all been demoed extensively. It's just like putting the icing on the cake, really, so to speak. And obviously, then, you know, to prepare the stuff for us to go into the studio, which is going to be inevitable soon. At the moment, we're just sort of negotiating with managers and labels. But the main important thing is that the music's done, rather than the other way around, rather than, you know, being on a label and they're going, shit, we've got to write an album now. We've got the funky hair. We haven't got any songs. But we've got the funky hair and songs now.
We're in the process of building our team right now. You know, obviously it starts with the music. So that's kind of why we're here, just tightening up some of these songs and just so we have, you know, a real solid representation of where we're at, you know, to show people. So that's basically it. It's hard, you know, we could sit here all day and project when we're going to do this record and all, you know, it's just none of it matters because there's so much stuff out of our hands, you know.
The thing is, so, you know, this is literally like the trigger for it because we haven't collectively done interviews. I mean, I've done interviews by myself talking about the band, but not as a group sitting down. So this is really the first time. And if you're going to get snippets of the music for your show, that's going to be like the first time that's happened. So with that in mind, it is like the trigger for everything to start rolling. And I know it's going to happen really fast. I think it's going to be really good fun. And also, the main thing we were thinking about to start off is, like, festivals. So we'll probably be playing, you know, on the same bills anyway. Do you know what I mean? Which would be really weird, won't it? It'd be like Anthrax, Cradle, and Godseed, and then Temple of the Black Moon as well, we'll be absolutely knackered.
You can have your own festival.
Exactly, why not?